First of all, I want to thank Abuna Yonan and Abuna James for inviting me again. It's always a pleasure to be here, and it's a blessing to be here, and Yabech Tukum to have wonderful fathers that I've learned. I feel like every time I come to St. Mary and Archangel Michael, even though it may be for a short time, I learn a lot, and you know, I take the benefit of Abuna and Abuna and the church and the congregation and the servants. God, bless their services, and Abuna and James and I go back a long way, and it's, been a pleasure to serve with him in St. George, Tampa, and again to serve with him as in the priesthood is also a great blessing, and may God reward both Abuna Yonan and Abuna James for their love and for their care, and remember your brothers and sisters of St. Mary and St. Mina in clear waters. You are also in our prayers. As Abuna mentioned, which I will just read the verse of being one mind. We read from St. Paul to Romans, in chapter 15, verse 5, and he says, "Now may God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded towards one another according to Christ Jesus." The theme here of being one-minded, especially in this day and age, you could see it on the news, especially if you're watching the politics, you see a strong division among people, and the minds are not with each other. Different thinking, different way of life, different vision. So we see this in the society. People are not being one-minded. We see it also, practically speaking, in the homes. A lot of times, a husband and wife, or the parents and the children, they're not of the same mind. Everyone has their own world. Everyone has their own way of thinking. Everyone has their own way of seeing things. We also see it in religion. You know, many, even among the Christian denominations, how many Christian denominations, and we don't have the same mind. Don't have the same mind. And today, I wish to share with you, by the works of the Spirit, that how we can achieve the one mindness. The one mind. How to achieve to be one mind. Again, there are challenges what we see in the homes. We see challenges in the society. We see challenges even when, especially when it comes to the church and the way and our understanding of God. So how to come to this one mind? From a practical perspective, to be of one mind, there has to be some common ground. There has to be some common ground. Because you could be of one mind, but of the wrong mind. We can be of one mind and the wrong mind. I'll give you an example. You know, when you read when you read in scripture about the death of the martyrdom of Saint Stephen, after Saint Stephen would, you know, make a case about Christ, and it said that all the people heard him in one accord, in one mind, they all chased after him, and they stoned him to death. We could be one mind in the wrong way, and we can be one mind in the right way. So the very basis on the common ground that we need, as St. Paul and I will mention in Romans chapter 8, verse 5. St. Paul says here, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." So if we're going to be of one mind, the question is, what mindset am I setting myself for? Of what mind am I going to adopt to be of one mind? And how we as a church should be of what mind? Are we going to be the mind of the flesh, of the body, or the mind of the spirit? Matter of fact, to even show you how we even in current times, especially in the culture that we live in, marriage has become more secular in thinking. In other words, it's come away from the understanding of God, the mindfulness of God of marriage. Marriage has now become a contract. It becomes a piece of paper. But if we want the marriage to be of the right mind, then we need to become spiritual in nature. We have to change ourselves. We have to be changed. And guess what? Without realizing, this change already happened to us. When? When did this happen for us? Just think for a second. For us, when did my change happen? In baptism. Because what happened in baptism? What happened in the sacrament of baptism? That we put off the old man Adam and we put the new man Christ. We have put the mind of Christ on us. And we went from being a corrupted nature of sin to now the likeness and the image of God. So this was the first step for us. And so when one is baptized, he now has this new image. And it's a spiritual image. It's not an earthly image. The second role is to maintain it. And this is where we have to work at it. This is the part we need to do. God's grace has happened by giving us His image and giving us His Holy Spirit. And why this is so important to have the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit has one message. And this is why and why we as an Orthodox Church, we say the significance of the sacraments of the Church is because it is tied to the works of God in us. If we say how many gods are there, we're all going to say there's one God. If I ask you how many truths are there, we're all going to say there's one truth. And by what truth do we know? By what has been revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. What has been revealed to us by the Holy Spirit? So if we have, you know, received the sacraments of the Church and now have put on the Holy Spirit, we all, through the work of the Spirit, become one-minded. Yes, we all have maybe different personalities. We all come with different educational background. We all have maybe different opinions and matter. But we become like-minded through the work of the Holy Spirit. Through the work of the Holy Spirit. The question is maintaining the spiritual life and not going back to the earthly life. Because as the scripture just said, we heard in Romans, we could either be earthly and carnal, or we can be spiritual. So what basis is going to be the foundation is the spiritual. In achieving the spiritual will come the works that we need to produce. You know, they asked the Lord, and before I come to this, the question they asked the Lord, one particular known verse in the Old Testament, the Lord your God, the Lord is what? One. And in the Holy Trinity, we see a unity of the same mindset in the Holy Trinity. Why this important? Again, it reflects to the connection to God. And if we are connected to Him, we are of that one mind. And with this one mindset of a spiritual nature, there's a role that we play. The first thing, to love God. They ask the Lord, what is the greatest commandment? And in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, Jesus said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. Why is this important? Because if I don't really love God with everything with me, especially, and I'm going to refer to the mind,
won't be of the same mindset. But if I love God with all my mind, and what do I mean love my God with my mind? I need to know Him. I need to know, I need Him to show me who He is. I need to know Him in the way He wants me to know Him. And I need to love Him with my mind. And if we have this greatest commandment applied to us, everything will fall in place. I know that it's a very general, we'll mention some more steps, but without the love of God, I will not be of the same mind. If the love of God is not there fully with my mind, won't be of the same mindset. Won't have the same mindset. So in the same way, if I don't love my spouse or I don't love my children with all my mind, will be conflict, will be division. If I don't love God fully, I won't be in the same mind with everybody else. If we love God, and that's the goal, if we love God with all our mind, we'll notice we will all have the same mindset. We'll all have the same mindset. So it's important for us to have the love of God with all our mind, not part of our mind, all our mind. So all our mind, all our attention, all our searching for Him should, because we love Him. And this is how our mind can be of the same one mind. Keep in mind, not everything that we will understand fully. And we have to, and as an example, in Mark chapter 8, verse 33, at the time when the Lord was telling His disciples that, you know, you will betray me and I will be crucified, and you're revealing that He's going to be crucified and suffer many things. You know, Peter stood up in his way and said, this can't happen. And the Lord entered him. But when He had turned around and looked at His disciples, He rebuked Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." Are we mindful of the things of God? Or are we mindful of the things of men? Again, it relates to, are we carnal or are we spiritual? A lot of times people will come and you know, for example, they suffer in life. They're suffering with their jobs, they're suffering with their health, they're suffering with any kind of tribulation. And cannot come to understand the sufferings or because they're mindful in the human way. We need to be mindful in a godly way. You know, although it looks like, you know, Peter had concern of Jesus, but he was not mindful of the things of God. That's why he said, "Get behind me, Satan." And we need to be careful that Satan does not cast in our minds doubt, cast in our minds human way of thinking. Otherwise, we don't become mindful of the things of God. So to be mindful, we have to be mindful of godly things. How can this happen? This is why the church always teaches us a life of prayer, a life of reading scripture. This is how to come to know God. A life of sacraments, a life of partaking of the body and blood of Christ. This is the way we become joined to the Lord, and this is how we become of the same mind of God. And God will reveal all things to us. But when we stay away from prayer, when we stay away from reading scripture, when we stay away from fasting, you know, we're not of the same mind. We're not of the same mind. And then we become more human-like. It's the same thing. Yes, going back to an example, in marriage, people come to the church, they get married. But once they leave the doors of the church, become more earthly. So we don't become the same mind of God. So we need... we need to be mindful of the things of God, and to be it, we need to constantly change ourselves. And you know, a very well-known verse that St. Paul says, and you might tell me, Abuna, I'm far away in my mind from this. Is there a chance that I can change? And the answer is yes. And St. Paul tells us in Romans 12, he says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And, you know, don't be conformed to this world. Don't be conformed and attached to materialistic life. Don't be conformed on human logic only. Do not be conformed to the ways of life and the ways of the culture. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we can change our mind on a daily basis. You know, the more we connect, especially when we connect to God through our spiritual canons, through reading scripture, through Bible, through participation of the sacraments of the church, then we become united. We become united to God in this way. And then if we come to united, we become of the same mindset. Another point, a matter of fact, there's even reference today what we read in the Vesper Gospel about a verse I want to mention. St. Paul mentions in Romans 12, verse 16, be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your opinion. If we want to be of the same one mind, the right mind, we need to be humble to ourselves. Matter of fact, and that's what we read today we heard today in the Gospel, when the Lord prayed to the Father and he said, Father, I thank you for you have revealed this to the babes and hidden it from the wise and prudent. If we become wise in our own mindset, in our own thinking, God won't reveal himself to us. It's very hard to see Christ. Very hard to seek God. And we won't have that mindset of God. If we want to be mindful and have the same mindset, we need to have a humbled spirit. We need to be humbled. And humbleness doesn't necessarily mean I come down. Whether it's my position, or whether it's my possession, or whether it's who I know, or what, or my authority, or anything, and you coming down from it. This is not humility. Humility, the true humility is to know yourself, that we are dust to dust. Not by anything am I great, do I come down. The only goodness is the things that God has given us. Not by anything else. Not by anything else. So if I have the humbled heart, which I know myself as to be nothing, this way God can reveal things to us. As the Lord said, thank you, Father, for you have revealed to the babes. And babes doesn't just mean literally just a baby child, but babes in our mindset. And this is how we become practically of one mind. And if we are of the same mindset, we must be careful. And let me say this. If we are of the same mindset, a good measure of how we are of the same mindset, that there's no division. When we read St. Paul, 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 10, now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. A good way to measure the unity of mind is if there's division. Again, we see it, we see an example. You see the society today. You see, like, for example, Fox News versus CNN. You see the liberals versus the conservative. It's not of the same mind. So when you're not of the same mind, there's a division. So if there's not a same mind in the church, there'll be a division. And we are warned by the Lord when He says, every kingdom, every city, and every house that is divided cannot stand. So the house, a home, will not stand if we are not of the same mind. The house of God cannot even stand if we are not of the same mind. And particularly of the same mind when it comes to God, we need to know God who He is, not what I think. Especially in the current times that we live in and the society we live in, we live what we call a postmodern society. Everything is relative. Everything is relative. It's in other words, what my mind accepts, this must be the truth. And that's a very dangerous mindset. There's no way, if you have this mindset, you'll be of the of one mind. Because then God becomes a concept. God becomes a concept, and it takes away the absolute truthness of God. God is. God is. As Christ said, He is the way, the truth, and the life. That's an absolute. That's not a relative thing. And it's a big difference when someone says, God for me is, versus when someone says, my understanding of God. Even if you have the wrong understanding of God, when you say, my understanding of God is, you are even willing to change. Because then if God makes the truth known to you, you will adjust. But when God becomes a concept, and I've heard it, I've had people come up to me and say, well, God for me is this. That then you take away what God is. If I was to tell you that the curtain here is green, and someone will say, well, no, for me this curtain is yellow, or for me this curtain is orange, it doesn't change the fact it's red. It's one truth. So it's important for us to know God as He is. And this will be reflected in having that same, again, if we know God as who He is, rather than what I want Him to be, we'll be of the same mind. And if you know that you're in the same mind, there's no division. There won't be a division. Another point that we must keep in mind in having of the same mind, St. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, says, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, and being tender-hearted, be courteous. If we have the same mind, we will have compassion and love for one another. And that relates back to what I said earlier, the love of God, the greatest commandment. Because after that great commandment of loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and all your mind, the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. But I won't be able to love my neighbor if I don't have the love of God. I must have the love of God in my heart. And this will happen, especially when we talk about families. Why we see division in families? Because the mindset is not the same. You know, it's not set on Christ. If Christ is the mindset of the home, we will have the same mind. And in abiding in Christ, then comes the blessing of Christ in the home. It becomes of the same one mind. And practically, do we pray together as a family? Do we read the Bible as a family? Do we fast as a family? We're in the fasting right now. Do we fast as a family? Do we come together as a family to church? Do we have conversations about God in our home? Or do we just talk about petty things? What mindset do we have? Do we have the mind of God or the mind of the world? And if I have the mind of the world, then let's take the advice of St. Paul and transform our mind. If I have the mind of God, I need to keep God in the home. We've already received a great gift of the Holy Spirit inside us. We have put on Christ on us in our baptism. We now are reflecting His image and His likeness. And as Christ is unified with the Father and the Holy Spirit, in mind, we become unified too. So why is so important to achieve the one mindset? You need to achieve the relationship with God. Let us work hard on achieving the relationship with God through prayers, through fasting, through communion, through reading scripture, through keeping God in our mind all day. In our actions, we should reflect a godly way whenever we're at work, whenever we're in school, when we socialize with people. It should be in a godly way. If it's not in a godly way, we're not of the same mind, or we're not of the right mind. We're not of the right mind. And again, coming back to the point of the faith. St. Paul mentions in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4. A matter of fact, a part of this is what we read in the morning, the introduction to the first hour in the Igbeya. He says in verse 4 to 6, "There is one body and one spirit." So there's one truth, there's one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And this is why, you know, people ask, why is our church, when it comes to, like, for example, when we marry someone, you have to be Coptic Orthodox. Like an Orthodox person can't marry another Christian denomination. Because it relates to having one mind. Why? Because it comes from one faith. We're not different faith. We have to have the same faith. It can't be different faith. You can't have different thinking. It doesn't mix. You won't be of the same mind. So to even in this, why the church pushes this, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There is no other faith. There's only one faith. Why? Because there's only one truth. And if we come to this oneness with God, we'll come to the same mind. Which, if you continue in Ephesians 4, in verse 13, St. Paul mentions, until when? Till we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ. The more we will become one-minded, will come, and depending on the more we become one with Christ. Set your mind on Christ and the goal of Christ. Don't be carnal and look for the ways of worldly life here. And, you know, I have to mention St. Mary here as a prime example. You know, before the angel came and told her that you're going to be the mother of God, you know, she was having her life planned out, and she was going to get married, and all of a sudden, the angel comes and tell her your life is going to change. If I imagine, if an angel came and told any one of us something that God wants to change your life around, or wants you to go a certain path different than what you had in mind, Can we be like Saint Mary and say, let it be to me according to your word? Can we be like Saint Mary? Saint Mary is a prime example of having the mind of God. She completely, she was very humble. She lived a life for God. She was very holy in her ways. And that's why, and she had nothing attached to this world. That's why she was able to tell the angel, let it be to me according to your word. Can we be like Saint Mary? We can if we're of the right mind. And again, to summarize, we need to have the Spirit of God inside us and dwell in us and work in us. Because it's only through the Spirit of God that we can be joined in the one mind. We need to live according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. We need to abound in the love of God with all our heart and with all our mind. We need to have love and the same mind with one another and have compassion with one another. And every day we transform our mind until we reach a more better and perfect understanding of God through His revelation, through our humility. If we abide, if we live this way, we will all be of one mind. We will all come to the one mind of God. May the Lord, who has blessed us with great blessings and great graces, and has given us the sacraments to bring us all together in one mind and one understanding, and fill us with His Holy Spirit, that we become one mind and non-divisive, not in our church, in our homes, and in our society, with the intercessions of our beloved and Holy Mother, Saint Mary, and glory be to God forever. Amen.